What is a HEPA vacuum and does it work for allergies? Have you ever walked into a home expecting a breath of fresh air only to be met with itching eyes or scratchy throat? If you suffer from allergies, you know exactly what I mean. Many people turn to HEPA vacuums as a solution, but do they really work? What exactly is a HEPA vacuum? How does it help with allergies? And most importantly, should you get one? In this video, we're breaking it all down using science-backed facts to help you decide whether a HEPA vacuum is worth it. Now let's get started. What is a HEPA vacuum? A HEPA vacuum is a high-efficiency particulate air filter vacuum designed to trap tiny allergens and pollutants that standard vacuums are just not able to do. To be considered a true HEPA filter, it must capture at least 99.97% of particles as small as 0.3 microns, including dust, pollen, pet dander, mold spores, and even some bacteria. Now that's some serious catching right there. Unlike regular vacuums, HEPA vacuums have sealed systems to prevent captured particles from escaping back into your home. This means that when you vacuum, you're actually removing allergens, not just stirring them up in the air. Do HEPA filters help with allergies? Short answer, yes. HEPA vacuums have been proven to reduce allergens and improve air quality, making them an essential tool for allergy sufferers. Scientific proof: a study in the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology found that homes using HEPA vacuums had a lower levels of dust mites, pollens, and airborne irritants. Now, that's overwhelming evidence right there. Another study in allergology, HEPA vacuums reduce respiratory allergy symptoms by up to 60%. Real life results. Many people with allergies notice a huge improvement after switching to a HEPA vacuum. Less sneezing, fewer asthma flare-ups, and cleaner, fresher air at home. If you or someone in your household struggle with allergies, a HEPA vacuum is a game changer. HEPA vacuums versus regular vacuums. What's the difference? Superior filtration efficiency. Regular vacuums recirculate a lot of fine dust and allergens back into the air. I mean, who really wants that, right? HEPA vacuums trap 99.97% of particles as small as 0.3 microns, ensuring allergens stay locked inside. Now, that sounds like a better idea. Better air quality. Number two, did you know indoor air can be up to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air? HEPA vacuums help remove fine particles that contribute to poor indoor air quality. Allergy and asthma relief. Studies show that using a HEPA vacuum regularly can lead to a 30 to 60% reduction in allergy and asthma symptoms. Now that's huge. If you're suffering from allergies, I mean, 30 to 60%, that's life-changing behavior right there. How HEPA vacuums capture allergens. HEPA filters use 3 key mechanisms to trap particles. Interception, particles stick to the fibers of the filter. Impaction, large particles collide with fibers and get trapped. Diffusion, tiny particles move randomly until they get caught in the filter's dense fibers. This multi-layered process is what makes HEPA vacuums so effective against allergens. What HEPA vacuums remove and why it matters. Dust mites and pet dander, major allergy triggers found in bedding, carpets, and all over your furniture. Pollen and mold spores, common indoor allergens that HEPA vacuums prevent from circulating. Bacteria and airborne irritants, helps reduce respiratory irritants that trigger sneezing and asthma. Fun fact, a study in pediatric allergy and immunology found that HEPA vacuums can reduce dust mites, allergens, and carpets by 80%. I don't know about you guys, but that's significant. How to clean a HEPA filter and why it matters. To keep your HEPA vacuum working at its best, you need to clean or replace the HEPA filter regularly. Can you wash a HEPA filter? Check the label. Some HEPA filters are washable while others need to be replaced. How to clean a HEPA filter if washable. Remove the filter from the vacuum, rinse with cold water, no soap, let it dry completely before reinstalling. Yes, it's that simple. For non-washable filters, use a soft brush or a vacuum attachment to gently remove the dust. Replace according to the manufacturer's recommendation, usually every 6 to 12 months. Pro tip, a clogged HEPA filter loses efficiency, so don't forget to clean it. How to choose the best HEPA vacuum. When shopping for a HEPA vacuum, look for these key features. Certified HEPA filter. Ensure it meets the 99.97 filtration standard. Sealed system prevents allergens from leaking back into the air. Strong suction power, essential for deep cleaning carpets, rugs, and furniture. Additional filters. Some models include activated carbon filters to reduce odors. Versatile attachments, upholstery tools, service tools, and pet hair brushes add extra cleaning power. Bonus, some HEPA vacuums are certified by the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America, which is AAFA, if you see the logo, for their effectiveness in allergy control. Frequently asked questions. Are all HEPA vacuums the same? No. Some HEPA-like vacuums don't meet the strict 99.97 standard. Always check for a certified HEPA filter. How often should I vacuum with a HEPA filter? At least once a week. If you have pets or severe allergies, vacuuming 2 to 3 times a week is the best. Can HEPA vacuums help with mold? Yes, a HEPA vacuum for mold can trap mold spores, preventing them from spreading in your home. Do I need to replace my HEPA filter? Absolutely. Most HEPA filters need replacing every 6 to 12 months, depending on the use. Check your vacuum's manual for guidelines. Can a HEPA vacuum replace an air purifier? Not exactly. HEPA vacuums clean surfaces while air purifiers clean the air. Using both gives maximum allergen control. Invest in clean air. So, is a HEPA vacuum worth it? Absolutely. Removes allergens, improves air quality, helps reduce allergy symptoms. If you want a healthier home, investing in a high quality HEPA vacuum is one of the best decisions you can make. Like this video, don't forget to subscribe for more home cleaning tips.